there's nothing quite like having teenage daughters to show us the things like a mirror that we experience and still carry with us even into our adulthood, but also things that we struggled with when we were their age and longing to give them better, longing to help them through in a way that we wish we had. Sometimes this is really tricky because we're busy. There's a lot on our plates, and these are often the things that keep us up at night, and yet in the middle of the day, it's really difficult to move forward on. So I want to talk to you about this. How do we help our daughters have better than what we had and give them the resources that we wish were available when we were their age? Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am your host, Rita Johnson. Here we talk about all things related to health, hormones, natural living, and those amazing bodies that God has given you and how to take care of them better. I'm so glad you're here. So if you've been around here for any amount of time, you probably already know that I have four daughters. My oldest daughter will be 15 in just a couple months, and my youngest daughter is 4 as of right now. And looking at my girls, they are vastly different in their personalities, right? I have one that is just like me. I have one that is just like her dad. And then I have two that are a bit of an amalgamation of my husband and I and my other children, which is always so fun to see their personalities. But there's nothing quite like this transition into puberty to really see the things that maybe I struggled with that are coming to light again, or things that are unique for them, that are struggles for them. And as much as we are armed with our years of experience and wisdom to help coach them through these things, sometimes we need additional resources, right? Sometimes they don't want to listen to us, or sometimes we want an additional voice telling them the same thing in a different way. I've come to appreciate the power of that, of when, you know, I'm really praying and trying to cooperate with the Holy Spirit in my parenting journey, and we're in Mass and I'll hear the priest in his homily preach on something very similar to what I was just telling one of my children. It's so powerful the way the Holy Spirit can work in their hearts and through us as their parents. And I truly do feel that when we teach them about things that are so fundamentally from the Lord, that it helps them to develop that relationship with our Lord in an entirely different way. And this is why I'm so passionate about talking about their bodies, about bioevangelizing to them. I love this term my girlfriend used when she was speaking at a conference that I was honored to be able to hear her speak. And she said, you know, when we really teach people, teach women about their bodies, we are allowing for them to be bioevangelized, because everything about who God is written in the fiber of our beings, right? We could see this everywhere in science, but in a very intricate way in the female body. It is so amazing and beautiful to just think about these things and to be educated on them and to learn more. But it also helps us to be able to appreciate and take better care of our bodies when we know and understand the appropriate function and how things should be working. We can advocate better for actual appropriate care when things aren't working as they should. And I see this so powerfully time and time again. These are the women that understand and know about their body that are refusing to take hormonal birth control pill to just have a period, or refusing to take, you know, medications just to make that symptom go away. But really, it's not diving deep into the why. Why is my body not doing this? And the longer we do that, and the more we do that, the more we're causing our body to get to this place of such advanced need for care that we may end up with some type of disease. We may end up, especially in the fertility arena, dealing with infertility. We may end up making problems a whole lot worse, right? Because we've ignored them for 1, 2, 4, 10 years. And now all of a sudden we want something from our body, right? In a lot of cases, this is a girl that has painful periods in her teens. And then 10 years later, she marries the man of her dreams and wants to be open to children. And it's just not happening. And it's so hard, because all that time we could have been saying, it's not about your fertility right now. It's about your health. And when we change that perspective of seeing my health through this lens, even everything about my cycles and my hormones and my fertility is still ultimately about my health, then it changes how we learn to advocate for ourselves. So really, when we're wondering as the mom, what do we do? How can we help them move forward into having a better relationship? I do feel like the number one thing that we need to focus on is educating them, educating our girls on how beautiful and good and amazing their body is. And then we need to help them to see how we can nourish and take care of our own body, right? So sometimes this is through food. Sometimes this is through how we're taking care of our body's need for rest at certain times of the month, our body's ability to be pushed, and the importance of having stressors, physical stressors on our body like exercise is, right? These things are so important. And when we lean into that, we're able to regain a sense of control that sometimes is very much lacking when it comes to our health. And what I see a lot of times, if we are lacking in understanding how to take care of our body and understanding how best to support our body, then we start to control things that develop this negative influence on us. It might be something like an eating disorder. It might be something like type A tendencies. It might be something like, you know, doing things obsessive compulsively. These all end up kind of spiraling us, right? Taking us down this rabbit hole. And I think that when we're honest, as adult women, when we look back on our own season of puberty, going through that transitional time, we can see our own tendencies. And that a lot of times is what scares us the most for our own daughters, right? It scares us that, oh gosh, that is exactly where I was, or I see an element of what I struggled with when I was her age. So really the big thing to focus on here, and this is what I would say is the second part. So the first part is education. The second part is empowering them to see and understand and know, what does healthy eating look like? How can I focus on eliminating foods that I'm craving, but also enjoy the way my body feels? How can I, instead of berating and belittling my body and the way that my body feels or the way my body looks, be empowered to know what it is that serves my body well? We're all uniquely different, and so it's going to be different from one person to the next, from mother to daughter, from daughter to daughter. And so we just really need to know and be able to learn to listen to our own bodies. And I believe that leads us to a place of empowerment as opposed to a place of lacking all control that a lot of times can lead girls down the path of eating disorders. So ultimately then, this leads us to a place of the third superpower. And this is the third thing that I really love to leave girls with when I'm working with girls, talking to girls. And this translates to us too, mamas, is learning how to listen to our body. Listening to our body is so critical to learn how to do, because if we don't have this very necessary skill, then we're not going to know what it is that our body needs to be supported. We're also at risk of falling victim to our body and victim to what other people are telling us is the actual quote unquote solution. So if, for example, we're having issues with our hormones or with our cycles, and we go to the doctor and they suggest going on the hormonal birth control pill to just shut things down until you need your fertility. If you're not equipped with the information to understand and know the language of your body, then you're going to perhaps fall prey to that suggestion and take hormonal birth control pill, because after all, this is your doctor, somebody you've chosen to trust, somebody you have invited into your very personal situation, and it can feel really unsettling to go against what our doctor is suggesting, especially if that's the only option that we are given. But if instead we know more about how to support our body and the function of our body, what is normal and what isn't, and what that may be telling us by learning this language of the body, this becomes that superpower. And this allows not only for us to be able to advocate for our daughters better, but also for them to be able to advocate for themselves. Because as much as we don't want to think about it, the reality is that our girls are going to need to do this without us by their side holding their hand, and this is critically important. So this all goes back to, how do we give our daughters better than we had? We educate them. We find additional resources. We give them what we have learned. We allow for them to stand on our shoulders, but we also then dive deeper into understanding more for ourselves and for them how better to support and move forward in their health journey. And this is why I have this Created to Flourish class for mothers and daughters. I think it's really important for us to learn alongside of each other, side by side, and to dive deeper into what is it that our health is trying to tell us, and how can we support it in these different seasons of our life. And sometimes it's just so confusing. So if we can help somebody else to allow us to take the reins and navigate us through these waters, to have a better relationship with ourselves, with our bodies, with the way we were created, and ultimately with our Creator, that is so worth it. And that's something that I absolutely love to see happen in this Created to Flourish class. So I hope that you'll go to healthandhormones.org, check out my Created to Flourish mother-daughter class, and always let me know if you have any questions or something you'd like to hear me talk about and unpack on the podcast. Thanks for listening.